Order. We will start the prayer. We will start with a prayer from our chaplain, followed by the pledge. Please rise.
Heavenly Father, it's been a short week, but an important one. And we are grateful to be here. We ask that you watch our going out and coming in this day, keeping us mindful of our task of driving, being fully responsible to this privilege, and for the safety of all on our highways, bringing us safely home. And we ask that you bless our families and friends and bless our time with them, that they may be fruitful and loving. And we would also ask that we be found in your presence this weekend. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, read the journal. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Quorum being present, Senator from Andrew is on his feet, interrupting the order of business. Your recorded is here. Madam Secretary, read the journal. To clarify, a quorum is present. Proceed with reading the journal.
Journal of the Senate, 99th General Assembly, first day, Wednesday, January 4th, 2017.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent of the Senate to correct the Senate Journal for Wednesday, January 4th, 2017, page 49, line 9, by adding after said line the following, quote, Senator Curls offered Senate Resolution Number 3 regarding Doris Nadine Dial, Kansas City, which was adopted. End quote.
Hearing no objection, that will be changed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that further reading of the journal as corrected be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Order of business is petitions.
Mr. President.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, Kermit Miller from KRCG-TV has been granted permission to take video and photos in the Senate chamber today.
All right. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Order of business, resolution. Seeing none, next order of business. Senator from Newton.
You're on the order of business of resolutions.
That is correct.
I have a resolution I'm sending forward. It is the committee appointments.
I understand you're making motion.
And I move for the adoption of the resolution. Okay, I'm getting coached here, yes. We need to adopt the resolution from yesterday. And the resolutions is the committee appointments.
Senator Newton moves that we take up Senate Resolution Number 4. Seeing no objection, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is before the body. Senator from Newton, would you like to explain your resolution?
Yes, it is the committee appointments I sent forward with the members, chairs, and vice chairs.
Senator from Newton moves for the adoption of Senate Resolution Number 4. Discussion. Seeing no discussion, Madam Secretary, call the roll. Senator from Newton is recognized to close.
I close.
Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Phelps votes aye. Senator from the Fifth votes aye. Senator from Newton votes aye. By a vote of 31 ayes, 0 no, we have adopted Resolution Number 4. Further resolutions. Next order of business is concurrent resolutions. Senator from Barton.
They need not be read, but I would ask that they be printed in the journal.
Seeing no objection, so ordered. Senator from Cole was on his feet. Send your resolutions forward. Senator from Cole.
President, I appreciate you recognizing the Senator from Barton appropriately. I have a concurrent resolution. I ask the reading be waived and it be printed in the journal as well.
Seeing no objection, it will be waived and printed in the journal. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Newton. Hold on, Senator from Newton. Your mic needs to be turned on. Go ahead again, Senator.
I move the Senate concurrent resolution number 2 be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Newton. As many have the opinion that motion shall be prevail, say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The concurrent resolution is before the body. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, this is the inauguration committee that we sent to you yesterday.
Okay. Further discussion on The concurrent resolution. Seeing no further discussion, Senator from Newton is recognized to close.
Mr. President, I close.
Senator Newton has renewed his motion to adopt concurrent resolution. As many those that are in favor will vote aye, those opposed will vote no. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Phelps votes aye. By a vote of 31 ayes, 0 no, we've adopted the concurrent resolution from the Senator from Newton. Still on the order of business of concurrent resolutions? Seeing none, next order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Green was the first on his feet seeking recognition. Senator from Cole has my bill. Senator from Cole.
That was wise choice. On behalf of the Senator from the 8th, I have a bill.
Send the bill forward. Madam Secretary, read the bill. When it arrives, it dies.
Senate Bill number 247, introduced by Senator Kraus, an act.
No, this one was wrong. They had a wrong one.
An act relating to the Organ Donor Program Fund.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Cole is on his feet.
I appreciate the Senator from Green. I don't care much about the Senator from Barry, but I appreciate the Senator from Green yielding to my legislative package, which I am sending forward three bills, and there is no explanation needed.
Send your bills forward. Madam Secretary, read the bills when they arrive.
Senate Bill number 249, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act relating to the dollar value modifier used in certain school districts. Senate Bill number 250, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act relating to land subject to rail banking. Senate Bill number 251, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act relating to fence maintenance along the Missouri Rock Island Trail.
Further bills. Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send your bill forward.
Senate Bill number 252, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to the separation of church and state.
Description?
Thank you, Mr. President. The title says it better than I can. Thank you.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from the 5th was first on her feet.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills.
Send your legislative package forward. Madam Secretary, read the first bill when it arrives.
Senate Bill number 253, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to the use of electronic wireless communication devices while operating a motor vehicle.
Does she want to explain that one? Would you like to explain your bill, Senator?
No, Mr. President.
Proceed to the next bill.
Senate Bill number 254, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to the minimum wage.
Senator, would you like to describe that bill or the last bill?
Yes, Mr. President. Mr. President, this particular bill will increase minimum wage from $7.65 to $10 an hour. Mr. President and many of my colleagues, we all know that it's past due, and I would really appreciate if I can get some cooperation here in this chamber this session. Thank you.
Please read the next bill.
Senate Bill number 255, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to school operations.
Senator, would you like to explain that bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. I do. Mr. President, this is the Every Child Can Learn Act. We have a very, very serious problem in the St. Louis Public School District, and I'm sure it's happening throughout the states. Children are being passed from one grade level to the next, knowing that they cannot read and write. It's called social promotions. And what this bill would do, Mr. President, it would end social promotions. And with that, I again will ask my colleagues to look at the bill, you know, examine the bill, and let's figure out how we can end social promotions here in the state of Missouri. Too many children are being passed on, again, from the kindergarten to the 12th, not knowing how to read and write. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Barry. I'm sorry, it's been a long interim. Senator from Barry.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill when it arrives at the dais.
Senate Bill number 256, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to Law Enforcement Recognition Week.
Would you like to explain your bill?
No explanation necessary, but Mr. President, do I need a sign that says Senator from Barrie right here, so you'll know who I am.
Senator, this is day two, and I just simply didn't remember what county you lived in. So, no, I don't need a sign. I'll get it figured out here shortly.
Thank you.
But thank you for pointing that out. Further bills. The senator from Johnson.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send your bill forward. I will have to note that we have a new improved senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. No explanation needed on the bill.
Senate Bill number 257, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to property taxation of telephone companies.
Any further bills? Seeing none, Senator from Cole. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, may I inquire of you?
State your inquiry.
Is the senator from Barrie finished submitting bills yet?
My recollection of the history of the senator from Barrie in legislation is he will file it up to the very last day. He is very much a prolific bill filer.
You suppose he's related to the senator from Lewis?
I would say that they're in a competition. Between those two, they file probably more bills than the rest of the senators combined.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's very observant. We're trying to give a little time so the pro tem can be ready for whatever it is he has to do next. Apparently, getting the wake-up call now.
Okay. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a list of the committee appointments. I'm going to send them forward.
Please send them forward. Would you like them to be printed forward in the journal?
You want both copies forward? Pardon, Mr. President.
Would you like them waive the reading and print them in the journal?
Put it in the journal, and if anyone wishes copies of the appointments, they'll be in the Secretary's office.
Seeing no objection, they will be printed in the journal.
Mr. President.
Senator from Newton.
This is the schedule of the committees.
Would you like to send that forward and print it in the journal?
I would. Yeah, we don't need them read, and then a secretary will have them in her office also.
Senator Newton is requesting a waiver of the reading and the print in the journal. Seeing no objection, that will be done. Senator from the 5th is on her feet. What reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to seek unanimous consent to introduce a special guest.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I usually won't get into this here, but in terms of unanimous consent. However, we have someone in the chamber to my left and to your right who fought a hard battle to become the state rep of the 78th district. And here with us today is Representative Bruce Franks, Jr. I would like you all to just go and shake his hand because he was a guy that really, really truly understood the importance of not giving up. He lost the election at the ballot box, and he decided to take it to the courts, and the courts ruled in his favor, and he was able to have another election, and he won that election, and he's here with us today. He's going to be a great representative for the 78th district. Again, Bruce Franks is with us here in the chamber. If you could say hello to him, I would greatly appreciate it.
The Senate members will make him feel welcome in the Senate chambers today. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. The senator from the 13th was once again interrupting our daily procedure. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Order of business, second reading of Senate bills.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senate Bill 1.
Senate Bill 1, an act relating to tax credits for certain campaign contributions.
Rules, joint rules, resolutions, ethics. Senate Bill 2.
Senate Bill 2, an act relating to lobbyists.
Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics. Senate Bill 3.
Senate Bill 3, an act relating to the waiting period before certain public officials can become lobbyists.
Rules, joint rules, resolution, ethics. Senate Bill 4.
Senate Bill 4, an act relating to products, liability, civil actions.
Governmental reform. Senate Bill 5.
Senate Bill 5, an act relating to civil actions.
Government reform. Senate Bill 6.
Senate Bill 6, an act relating to historic buildings.
Economic development. Senate Bill 7.
Senate Bill 7, an act relating to programs for beginning farmers.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 8.
Senate Bill 8, an act relating to flashlights used by motor vehicles and equipment.
Transportation infrastructure. Senate Bill 9.
Senate Bill 9, an act relating to industrial hemp.
Agriculture, food production, outdoor resources. Senate Bill 10.
Senate Bill 10, an act relating to financial incentives for job creation.
Economic development. Senate Bill 11.
Senate Bill 11, an act relating to industrial development projects.
Local government elections. Senate Bill 12.
Senate Bill 12, an act relating to the regulation of securities.
Insurance and banking. Senate Bill 13.
Senate Bill 13, an act relating to to the compact for a balanced budget.
Judiciary and civil and criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 14.
Senate Bill 14, an act relating to sales and use taxes.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 15.
Senate Bill 15, an act relating to tax credits for contributions to certain benevolent organizations.
Economic development. Senate Bill 16.
Senate Bill 16, an act relating to sales and use taxes for delivery charges.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 17.
Senate Bill 17, an act relating to corporate income tax.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 18.
Senate Bill 18, an act relating to business fees.
Veterans. Was that Senate Bill 17?
18.
18. Veterans and Military Affairs. Senate Bill 19.
Senate Bill 19, an act relating to labor organizations.
General Laws. Senate Bill 20.
Senate Bill 20, an act relating to public contracts.
General Laws. Senate Bill 21.
Senate Bill 21, an act relating to labor organizations.
General Laws. Senate Bill 22.
Senate Bill 22, an act relating to hazardous waste.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and Environment. Senate Bill 23.
Senate Bill 23, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
Education. Senate Bill 24.
Senate Bill 24, an act relating to racial bias in policing.
Transportation infrastructure. Senate Bill 25.
Senate Bill 25, an act relating to the Kansas City Police Department.
Transportation infrastructure. Senate Bill 26.
Senate Bill 26, an act relating to airport police officers in certain cities.
Transportation infrastructure. Senate Bill 27.
Senate Bill 27, an act relating to residential property receivership.
Small business. Senate Bill 28.
Senate Bill 28, an act relating to the Medicaid global waiver.
Seniors, families, and children. Senate Bill 29.
Senate Bill 29, an act relating to prevailing wage.
General Laws. Senate Bill 30.
Senate Bill 30, an act relating to county road district consolidation.
Local government elections. Senate Bill 31.
Senate Bill 31, an act relating to evidence for the cost of medical care and treatment.
Governmental reform.
Senator from Cole.
President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcement. I'd ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
We're on the order of business of announcements. Senator
Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, just a quick, some housekeeping notes. On Monday morning, we will convene in the chambers here promptly at 8:30.
We will then take a recess, which will allow members who want to go to the Governor Elect's prayer service to do so. That's obviously optional. We will reconvene at 11 a.m., where we will gather as a body to go to the inaugural events outside on the beautiful refurbished front Capitol steps. And so after the inauguration, likely a couple of us, maybe the pro tem and I, will come back at some point in the afternoon to officially adjourn. But I just want members of the body to understand that we would like you to be here at 8:30 and then again at 11. The afternoon adjournment motion, you're welcome to come to, but there will be no business conducted at that time. It will simply be to adjourn. Thank you, Mr. President.
Other announcements? Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming for the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 8:30 a.m. Monday, January 9th, 2017.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Cole. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We stand adjourned under the rules.